Today we're going to build a blended immense style ride groove in Ableton Live 12 and give it that dusty VHS rave color that makes a drum loop feel like an old jungle tape. With a modern DNB attitude, the goal here is not to overpower your break, it's to add a second layer of motion, a little shimmer, a little instability, and a bit of tape-worn character that makes the whole groove feel more alive. Think of the ride as shine, not as a main cymbal part. If you can hear every single hit screaming at you, it's probably too loud. First, start with a clean drum loop. You can use a chopped amen break or a tight amen style break sample. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM and keep the loop short, like one or two bars. If you're using audio, turn warp on and use beats mode so the break stays punchy. Don't tighten it so much that it loses its human feel. A little drift is part of the jungle energy. Now create a separate track for the ride layer. This is important. Don't crowd the break with extra cymbal stuff inside the same part. Keep the ride on its own track so you can shape it like an effect. Use a simple ride one shot, a short cymbal, or a ride loop with a metallic tail. At this stage, keep the pattern very simple. Offbeats work well. You want it to push the groove forward, not sound like a house ride pattern sitting on top of a DNB break. Before any heavy processing, bring the ride level down lower than you think you need, then raise it slowly until it barely adds movement. That's the sweet spot. In this style, the ride should suggest energy more than announce itself. Next, drop EQ 8 onto the ride track. This is where we shape the tone so it sits above the break without getting brittle. Start by high passing somewhere around 300 to 600 HE. That clears out any low junk and keeps the top layer from fighting the kick and snare. If the ride is too sharp, make a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz. If it needs a little more air, add a small high shelf around 9 to 12 kHz. But don't go too crazy. You want shiny and worn, not icy and painful. If you want that VHS rave flavor, the trick is to keep some brightness while trimming the extreme top end a little. So if the ride feels too modern and pristine, try cutting a bit above 14 kHz. That softens the cymbal just enough to feel like it's coming off a tape machine instead of a brand new drum kit. Now let's add some grit. Use drum bus or saturator on the ride layer, but keep it subtle. With drum bus, a little drive goes a long way. You can start around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off for very low, because we don't want low-end thump on a ride. Crunch can add bite, but again, use it lightly. If the top gets fizzy, back off. If you prefer saturator, try a drive of around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. The analog clip style can give you a nice tape-like edge. The important thing is this. Saturation should make the ride feel glued to the break, not obviously distorted. You want that worn cassette character, not harsh white noise. Now we can add swing. Use Ableton's Groove Pool if you want the ride to move with a little more personality. You don't need heavy random timing here. In fact, keep random very low. Try a groove with timing around 20 to 50%. And maybe some velocity variation if the hits feel too robotic. If your break already has enough swing, keep the ride tighter and use the groove more for velocity than timing. The goal is loose, not sloppy. If you want a bit of tape space, add echo. I'd usually put this on a return track, but you can also use it directly on the ride if you keep it subtle. Try a short time like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, feedback around 10 to 25%, and filter the repeats, so they don't muddy up the mix. A tiny bit of wobble or modulation can help sell that old playback feel. This is one of those details that can turn a clean loop into something that feels like a memory. You do not want a huge delay wash here. Just enough smear to give the ride some atmosphere. In a DNB intro or a build, that little tail can make the groove feel more dangerous and less digital. If the ride starts stepping on the snare, control it with compression or just lower the ride around the backbeat moments. The snare is your anchor in DNB. If the ride is more noticeable than the snare, it's too loud. A simple compressor with a light ratio, fast enough attack, and a short release can keep the ride from crowding the drum hits. But often, volume automation is enough. In many cases, a small dip on beats 2 and 4 makes the whole groove breeze better. Now let's make it into an arrangement, because this is where the loop starts feeling like a track. Automate the tone over 8 or 16 bars. You could filter the ride slightly more in the intro, then open it up as the drop approaches. You could also increase saturation a little during the build, or bring in more echo in the last two bars before the drop. Those tiny changes create progression without changing the actual rhythm. A really effective move is to start with a dusty, filtered ride in bars 1 to 8, then let it open up in bars 9 to 16, and then either clean it up or push it harder in the drop. That gives you the feeling of the groove evolving, like the tape is warming up as the track moves forward. Once the ride layer feels good on its own, group it with the brake. On the drum group, use gentle glue processing, a light EQ8 move if needed, a very soft glue compressor, and maybe a little drum buss if the whole thing feels too polite. You're not smashing the drums, you're just bonding them so they sound like one performance instead of separate loops pasted together. Keep an eye on the low end and the full mix. Test the drums against a bass line or sub note, even if it's just a simple root note. This is where you'll hear if the ride is too bright, too wide, or too busy. In a dense D&B arrangement, a ride that sounds awesome in solo can become a problem once the bass and snare come in. So always check the full context. If the loop feels crowded, first lower the ride, then narrow it with utility if needed. Then high-pass it a bit more. Don't rush to add more processing. Usually the fix is simpler than you think. A good top layer should add energy, without stealing attention from the core drum elements. Here's a strong beginner mindset for this style. Clean break, slightly dusty ride, a touch of tape wobble, and maybe a little delay. That combination can create a really convincing old-school rave texture. You're basically layering where the break is the engine, the ride is the shine, and the effects are the age. If you want to go a step further, try making three versions of the same groove. One version can be clean and subtle. Another can have saturation and a bit of delay. And a third can be more filtered, more lo-fi, and more swung. Loop each one against a bass note and listen for which one keeps the groove strongest while adding the most atmosphere. That's the one you want. And if you really want that finished, underground feel, resample the drum group once you like it. Then chop the best bar back into the project. That's a classic move, and it can make the groove feel more like a real source recording than a carefully arranged MIDI part. So the big idea today is simple. Don't use the ride as a cymbal part. Use it as a shine layer. Shape it with EQ. Give it a little saturation, maybe some subtle delay, and let it dance around the amen break without taking over. When you get that balance right, the whole loop starts to feel bigger, dustier, and way more alive. That's the VHS Rave D&B magic. Clean enough to hit, worn enough to feel special.